Princess of Pop, and can't get you out of my head. 23 minutes past two, it is BBC Radio Jersey with me, Chris Stone. So, last week I wanted to do something new, something I've not really tried before, because, well, there's so many things you can do here in Jersey. Well, there is to anybody that tells you there's nothing to do here, it's just more. And one of the things that I fancied having a go at was kayaking. You see lots of people now these days with these sit-on-top type canoes, where you don't have to do Eskimo rolls and things. If you fall off, you just fall off and get back on again. And I thought I'd like to have a go at that. And the opportunity presented itself last week because, well, somebody special had come over from the UK to visit Jersey. And so off I went.
It's always nice when work sends you on an assignment to Goree. It's absolutely lovely here. I'm parked up next to the Moorings Hotel. The tide is up. And on the slipway is the red van belonging to Jersey Kayak Adventures. And Derek Heron and his friend are unloading the kayaks and bolting the seats in place. And well, this is a lovely one, actually. It's orange at the front, fading to red at the back. It's about 8 feet long. And you sit on top of it. It looks wonderful. Derek, how are we looking for conditions today?
Well, as you see, really nice conditions down here at Goree. We've got a light southeast wind, it's not blowing up yet, but it will do later on today, but you'll be back on shore by then, so no worries.
So for paddling out today, this is pretty much ideal then?
Yes, it is, and of course, one of the key things is always to check your weather forecast, so we've chosen this spot just for that reason.
So, there's somebody else here who's helping to fix the seats onto the side of the canoe. Let's find out who he is. Hello, who are you?
Hi, my name's Andy Benham. I'm a weird animal. I'm a professional kayak fisherman.
And that's what's brought you to Jersey, isn't it? Tell us what you're doing over here.
Very much so. I'm over here, I'm actually working with Derek, doing my BCU 3-star.
What's that?
Okay, the BCU is the governing body of kayaking. And traditionally, kayak angling has been a little bit removed from kayaking. It's a relatively new sport. And one of the problems we found is there hasn't been a really good training framework in place for people to go along and just say, I want to try kayak fishing, where can I go and get some training? So what I'm working with Derek is actually making sure that people who want to paddle boats like this, which is a sit-on-top kayak, very easy to paddle, but there are also some basics that it's really good if you get a good coach who knows what he's doing and teaches you how it works out. Rather interestingly, Derek literally wrote the book on sit-on-top kayak paddling. I wrote the book on kayak fishing, so getting the two of us together, we've just been playing around, finding out what works, what doesn't, and we're having a really good time just paddling around the island and getting wet.
So why come to Jersey to do it? You could have done it somewhere in the UK, couldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, this comes down to the fact that sit-on-top kayaking and sit-on-top kayak angling is actually relatively new. It's probably only been around for kind of 5 or 6 years, and Derek has been one of the leading lights with sit-on-top paddling. Now, the one that I'm going to do, the course that I actually came over to do, it's been around for quite a long time, and it's actually primarily a sea kayaking course, so it's actually called the Sea Kayaking 3-star. But I wanted to do it on a sit-on-top kayak, which is actually quite a strange thing to want to do. And Derek is one of the few people, I think, who's had an open enough mind to actually embrace these boats right from the very start and say, yeah, these are here to stay, they behave differently from a sea kayak, but they've still got their place very much on the sea. So although it is open to anybody to go into any centre and do the 3-star, it has actually, and I speak from personal experience, it has proved quite difficult to get somebody who's really into these and embraces the whole thing and goes forward with it. So I got to know Derek because he wrote the book, and therefore he really understands them, and it seemed the perfect place to come over and do the training. It also means I can do magazine articles now where we can say, look, it is possible to do this, the training is there, and there are coaches who will take you out and let you get properly qualified. So hopefully, it'll get Derek, people can come over here, train with Derek, and other coaches will see it and hopefully start to offer it a little bit more in the UK.
Good advert for Jersey then, Derek.
Yes, and of course what it reflects is just how incredibly great this island is for sea kayaking and all water sports. I think we're all the time forgetting that, when we look at the area, this is a fantastic place. But of course it's also quite challenging conditions. You really do have to think a little bit about what you're doing when you go out, and it's very much been sort of my mission, just like Andy's, is actually trying to get people realizing that whilst it's great fun to get afloat, the important thing is to get a little bit of training, get a bit of experience, and actually you'll increase your opportunities. And Andy is a kayak fisherman, for example. I think he's already suddenly started to spot that there's little spots now that he could go and get into fish which he might have written off before, but of course they're going to really